How many of you go to bars in the downtown core?
Debbie Quinn is assistant city attorney for Aspen. She had to convince the jury that Aspen Brewing Company was illegally loud on three occasions last summer. The first witness on the stand is central to the dispute. Natalia Shvachko and her husband own two penthouses right next to the Aspen Brewing Company.
Because of the music they played, and they didn't close doors, they didn't try to mitigate noise. And I talk to somebody and I explain, I have a little child. I go to bed at 9 o'clock, she goes to bed at 8 o'clock, and we cannot afford not to sleep days after days.
Shvachko and her husband called in around 30 noise complaints during the summer alone. Shvachko is a Ukrainian national and was Miss Ukraine in 1996. She's been in court before when she was sued over the estate of a previous husband. As for her life here in Aspen, Ms. Shvachko moved into her family's downtown penthouses a little more than a year ago. During Wednesday's trial, she described remodeling windows and doors to make them more noise-proof. Yet every time a band played at the brewing company this summer, Shvachko said it was so loud in the penthouse, it felt like the party was in her living room. A policeman later testified that when he arrived on the scene, he could feel the bass thumping in his body. The officer used a handheld decibel meter to measure the noise level, and the brewery's attorney, Lucas Van Arsdale, questioned how accurate that was.
Mr. Sidoti, what's your current occupation?
I am the audio engineer at the Belly Up in Aspen.
Salvador Sidoti came to Aspen from the House of Blues in Cleveland, and he was called as an expert witness since he measures sound for a living. Sound is calculated by decibels. A normal conversation between two people measures about 60 decibels. Sidoti had a decibel meter with him in the courtroom.
Now, if you're on Restaurant Row with a decibel meter, how would you isolate one source of noise to determine what level of noise that source is emitting at your location?
You cannot isolate all the noise sources out.
In other words, it's not clear whether the noise readings taken by the police during the complaint were the exact sounds coming from the Aspen Brewing Company or a combination of all the sound from Restaurant Row. In the end, the jury wasn't convinced the microbrewery had broken the noise limit downtown. They found the company not guilty on all counts. C.J. Oliver is director of the City of Aspen's Environmental Health Department and is responsible for enforcement of the noise ordinance. He testified as to the accuracy of the city's measurements. After the verdict, Oliver says his office respects the jury's decision.
We'll be taking general noise issues and the structure of our current noise ordinance in front of City Council in the upcoming months. The jury helped us to understand what the community feels like is reasonable.
And Oliver's office might recommend City Council change the ordinance to allow more noise along Restaurant Row. Duncan Klaus owns the Aspen Brewing Company.
Very happy we were acquitted on all counts. Yeah, I guess I'm just relieved and happy.
Next on the agenda was getting a beer. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.